Good evening. You're listening to The Feeling of Jazz here on Lakeshore Public Radio 89.1 FM. I'm your co-host, Kent Lindquist, along with my co-host, Dr. Al Korns, and every Sunday night from approximately 8 to 10, we bring you some of the finest in modern mainstream jazz, so we hope you'll stick around. We think we've got some swinging sounds ahead of us that you'll enjoy. Tonight, our highlight artist is guitarist Tal Farlow, a brilliant guitarist. And he first got national recognition when he joined the Red Norvo Trio in the early 50s. Of course, Red Norvo was leading the trio on Vibes. Charlie Mingus was there on bass, and Red Norvo was, Tal Farlow was there on guitar. And they worked together for about 5 years, very successful trio. So we're going to kick it off with one of the earlier Tal Farlow recordings, and that's Tal Farlow, Red Norvo Trio, doing Cole Porter's Night and Day.
Thank you.
That's the Red Narwhal Trio, cut on an old Discovery LP back in the early 50s. A group that worked together for about 5 years. It was burned onto a CD, of course, which you just listened to. And in the trio was Charlie Mingus on bass. And our highlight artist of the week, Tal Farlow, was there on guitar doing Cole Porter's great composition, Night and Day. So, Al, what's next on your playlist?
Well, I thought I'd start off with some West Coast sound. This is from a CD entitled Tenors Head On, and it features Bill Perkins and Richie Kamuka on the tenor saxes, and they're going to be backed up by Pete Jolly on piano, Red Mitchell on bass, and Stan Levy on drums. And the tune is a Billy Mall and a Murray Mentor tune entitled I Want a Little Girl. was I Want a Little Girl, featuring the tenor saxophones of Bill Perkins and Richie Kamuka, and backed up there by Pete Jolly on piano, Red Mitchell on bass, and Stan Levy on drums. A little bit slower tempo than we're used to with that particular tune. It was from a Pacific Jazz CD released in 1992 entitled Tenors Head On.
Returning now to our highlight artist of the week, guitarist Tal Farlow, we're going to do a track from an album he cut back in 1956 called The Swinging Guitar of Tal Farlow. Of course, Tal on guitar, brilliant piano player, could play both piano and vibes. Eddie Costa died in a car accident at a very young age, and unfortunately we lost a great jazz genius in that accident. Vinnie Burke on bass. And here they get together and do Charlie Parker's classic Bob composition, Yardbird Suite. Thank you. swinging sounds of Tal Farlow, our Spotlight Artist of the Week. As a matter of fact, that was from an album called The Swinging Guitar of Tal Farlow. Beautiful swinging piano solo there by Eddie Costa and fine bass work there by Vinnie Burke. That was cut in 1956, a Charlie Parker composition, Yardbird Suite. So what's next on the agenda, Al?
Well, we haven't heard from Mr. 5x5 for a while, so I thought this would be a good time. This is from a Columbia CD entitled Brubeck and Rushing. And as the story goes, these two were on tour in Europe together, and they discussed doing this album when they got back to the States. Brubeck was a little apprehensive about it, but Jimmy said, "Don't worry about it. I've been listening to you guys for a long time. It'll be just fine." And then after it was all over, Brubeck made the comment that he thought everybody swung harder when Jimmy was singing. So in addition to Jimmy on vocals and Brubeck on piano, we'll hear from Paul Desmond on alto sax, Gene Wright on bass, and Joe Morello on drums. And they're going to do a Mort Dixon, Harry Woods tune entitled River, Stay Away From My Door.
You keep going your way, I'll keep going my way. River, stay away from my door. I just got a cabin, you don't need my cabin. River, stay away from my door. Don't come up any higher, I'm so all alone. Leave my bed and my fire, that's all I own. I ain't breaking your heart, don't start breaking my heart. River, stay away from my door. Keep going your way, I'll keep going my way. River, stay away from my door. I just got a cabin, you don't need my cabin. River, stay away from my door. Don't come up any higher, I'm so all alone. Leave my bed and my fire, breaking your heart. Don't start breaking my heart. River, stay away from my door. Stay away from my door. River, stay away from my door.
And that was River, Stay Away From My Door, a tune I'm sure many Floridians have learned to memorize this year. Featured Jimmy Rushing on vocals, Dave Brubeck on piano, Paul Desmond on alto sax with a really nice solo, Gene Wright on bass, and Joe Morello on drums. That was from a Columbia CD, which was originally released on LP in 1960 and then remastered for CD, and it was entitled Brubeck and Rushing.
Next up, we have a album cut by our highlight artist and guitarist, Tal Farlow, in November of 1954. The name of the album is Autumn in New York. And on this particular album, we have Tal on guitar, of course, backed up by Jerry Wiggins on piano, Ray Brown on bass. Ray Brown was a member of the Oscar Peterson Trio at that time. And Chico Hamilton on drums, who probably was working in the Jerry Mulligan Chet Baker Quartet at that time. And here they do a little romp through the Gershwin evergreen, Strike Up the Band. Thank you. Cal Follo on guitar, doing George and Ira Gershwin's Flag Waver, Strike Up the Band, cut in November of 54, tastefully accompanied by Gerald Wiggins on piano. So what's our next jazz surprise, Al?
Well, next we'll hear from organist Jack McDuff. This is from his Prestige LP entitled Hot Barbecue, and features Jack McDuff on organ, Red Holloway on tenor sax, George Benson on guitar, and Joe Dukes on drums. And this is a tune McDuff wrote himself entitled 601 North Poplar. That was 601 North Poplar Street, a tune written by brother Jack McDuff and featuring Jack on organ, Red Holloway on tenor sax, George Benson on guitar, Joe Dukes on drums. And that was from a prestige LP released in 1966 entitled Hot Barbecue. Not sure what the address relates to, but usually it's some favorite watering hole somewhere.
Next up is an album cut by Tal Farlow, where he does this. He salutes the written compositions of that great songsmith, Harold Arlen. The album is appropriately called Tal Farlow Plays the Music of Harold Arlen. And this was cut in around 1960. And on the personnel on this particular track, we have, along with Tal Farlow on guitar, we have Frank West, who plays tenor sax and flute. I think he's on both tenor sax and flute on this track. The great Dick Hyman on piano, Wendell Marshall on bass, who was out of the Duke Ellington band, O.C. Johnson on drums. And this is a great Harold Arlen composition, As Long As I Live. Thank you. Harold Arlen's composition, As Long As I Live, from Tal Farlow's tribute album. Tal Farlow plays the music of Harold Arlen, cut in December of 59. And besides Tal there on guitar, you had some great tenor work there by Frank West, who was working in the Count Basie band at that time. Tal Farlow and Harold Arlen, a nice combination. What's next on your playlist, Al?
Well, we'll hear from James Moody next. This is from an LP released on the Argo label entitled James Moody. And it features James on alto sax, Johnny Coles on trumpet, Tom McIntosh on trombone, Musa Kalim on baritone sax, Gene Key on piano, John Latham on bass, and Clarence Johnson on drums. They're going to do Clifford Brown's tune entitled Dawood.
Thank you.
That was Dahoud, a tune written by Clifford Brown. If you're interested, it's spelled D-A-A-H-O-U-D. I'm not sure what application it has in what language, but it's been recorded by many artists in many versions. In this case, it was James Moody on alto sax, Johnny Coles on trumpet, Tom McIntosh on trombone, Musa Kalim on baritone sax, Gene Key on piano, John Latham on bass, and Clarence Johnston on drums. And it was from an Argo LP released in 1959 entitled James Moody.
The better part of the last hour, you've been listening to The Feeling of Jazz here on Lakeshore Public Radio 89.1 FM. I'm your co-host, Kent Lindquist, along with my co-host, Dr. Al Corns. We hope you've enjoyed the sound so far. We're going to take a break for the news at the top of the hour for about 5 minutes. We're going to be back with another hour of fine swinging sounds, so we hope you'll stick around. We're going to close it out with our highlight artist, guitarist Tal Follo, from his album that he cut in around 1959 called This Is Tal Follo, appropriate not title for a Tal Follo LPs. Besides Tal on guitar, we've got Eddie Costa back on piano, Nabil Total on bass, Jimmy Campbell on drums. Let's listen to a Harry Warren tune, The More I See You. Thank you.